Welcome to the This is Mental Wellness podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Woods. Let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so you know how sometimes you'll just feel off? You'll feel kind of meh, like a little more lethargic, more tired, just can't quite get with it, get with the routine of things. You are noticing that you're not handling stress as well. You know, some things that wouldn't typically stress you out are causing you more stress. And maybe you feel a little more anxious. You feel a little bit more pessimistic about situations in life. Your fuse is a little shorter, but you can't quite pinpoint it. Can't say this is what's causing this. Well, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. And we're going to be talking about why that happens with the change of seasons, and primarily the change of going from summer to fall, which is what we're experiencing right now as I'm recording this episode. We are a couple of weeks into fall, and I've definitely noticed this shift myself. I've been having a lot of these conversations with the women that I work with where they're feeling that shift as well. And my guess is you probably feel your own version of this also. So depending on where you live in the world, in the United States, I live in the US, I live in the Pacific Northwest. If you experience seasons, right, now is the time of year, fall is the time of year where we do start to see our hours of daylight, our hours of sunlight dwindle, right? And naturally, that is going to mean that we're going to have, you know, less exposure, especially if we're not intentional about this, less exposure to sunlight, less exposure to daylight. And that has an effect on our body, on our neurotransmitters, our hormones, and that all of those things that are connected to our mood, our energy, and all of those kinds of things. So if you live in an area where you do experience seasons, it's understandable as to why this is happening. But there's a few other reasons that can come along with this, specifically in the fall, that I think once you just take a second and think about it and are aware, it's like, oh, okay, that's what's going on here. And then when you know a little bit more, or at least you have an idea of what could be going on, what could be happening, now you're armed with some information that can help you to know what types of steps that you can take to be proactive so that you don't go into a full-on funk. Because I don't know about you, but if I'm not proactive, especially this time of year, especially as we're coming into the winter, and where I live, it rains quite a bit, and we do have, you know, less sunlight and less warmth and all of those things. And for me, that affects me. Absolutely. I would say that, you know, if I'm not intentional, like I can get sad, right? Seasonal affective disorder where I live. And so I need to be proactive. And that self-awareness that we're always talking about here, that is the thing that helps me to know what steps to take to be proactive. Okay. So this shift in mood, this kind of meh feeling that can come along with fall, again, can be because of the slow decrease in daylight hours, so less sunlight. So you're automatically right there. Maybe you're getting less vitamin D, which, by the way, if you live somewhere, you should go and find this information out for wherever it is that you live, because this could be something that could totally change your life. Where I live, you can no longer synthesize vitamin D from the sunlight. I think of like mid-October, you're no longer going to be synthesizing any kind of a meaningful, substantial amount from the sunlight. So for me, I absolutely supplement with extra vitamin D through those winter months, because I know even if I am outside, I'm not getting what my body needs in order for me to keep my mood up, my energy up, and all of those different things that vitamin D helps with. Okay. So automatically, if you live somewhere that you are starting to notice those changes in seasons, that can be happening, right? And so when we are having less exposure to sunshine and sunlight, it's going to cause for our serotonin levels to start to dip, right? Which serotonin is our happy hormone. It's a neurotransmitter. Kind of acts as a hormone, and it is responsible for that feeling of well-being, right? Of like, ha, I'm happy, life is good, all is good, right? And so when our serotonin levels start to dip, we lack that feeling, right? We lack the adequate neurotransmitter response for us to feel happy, to feel well-being, right? To feel good and at peace. It also affects, serotonin affects our short-term memory. It affects our digestion. It affects our sleep, right? There's all of these different kind of processes that serotonin plays a role in. And so as we're having less exposure to sun, we are at the same time going to be, you know, seeing that shift happen within our body with our neurotransmitter production, okay? So there's that, okay? But what are some other things that can happen, okay? Some things like the anticipation of knowing, and this, again, especially is true if you live in a part of the world that you do experience winter seasons, right? And you know what's coming. You know the rain is coming or the cold or the snow or the whatever. And we have that sense of kind of like dread of the upcoming seasons. The holidays, honestly, like the holidays can be very stressful and very difficult for a myriad of different reasons for people, right? Whether it's financial stress, whether it is family stress, whether it is missing loved ones, and grief can kind of start to resurface a lot of times as we gear up and come into the holidays. If that's you and you're noticing that you're feeling this way, that could be a part of what's going on, right? So just understanding some of the different shifts and changes and stresses that you, your body, your mind could be anticipating, right? So the shift in seasons, you know, is kind of like that trigger and that signal of like, okay, there's another, you know, this is what's ahead. This is the experiences that we've had in the past this time of year, or this is the experiences that we've had in the past during the holidays, or remember this one thing that happened that was really terrible. We're going back into the season where you're going to be reminded of that, you know, regularly. So if that is the case, you know, just have that in your mind and take that into account that, okay, that's what's happening. That's what's going on. I'm just more susceptible to feeling these things. My body is anticipating this. I'm having that sense of kind of like dread or anxiety or low energy, because my brain is associating, right, this change in season and this particular season with what's ahead, right? So again, just noticing and understanding that these things can come up can arm you with enough information about yourself, about your situation, about your habits, about your routines to help you to take action to, again, not get pulled down into a full-on funk. Okay. So for me, when I started feeling this interesting little shift that was happening, right? The changes in season, we had kids back in school, schedules were disrupted. We were kind of all trying to figure out our new routine. And I started noticing that my sleep schedule was harder to figure out, right? Like the things that I would normally do to go to sleep, stay asleep, all of that. It was just off. And I was noticing that I was wanting to stay up later and wanting to sleep in or not wanting to get up and be just as productive in the mornings. And I was noticing that my energy was lower. I was having a harder time concentrating. All of that. Very first thing I did was I started supplementing with extra vitamin D, because I know for me, that is a game changer and really, really helps with my mood as we come into the winter months, right? The second thing that I did was I started to notice and think about, you know, what are some of the other stressors that I could be associating this season with, right? And for me personally, we are coming up on a year of the death of my stepdad. And it was very tragic, very traumatic. That was in December. And so I'm kind of reliving a lot of these things. My youngest son just turned one a couple weeks ago. And so I'm kind of in this place of nostalgia of that postpartum period a year ago when we were in like yummy, squishy little newborn baby land, and thinking of, you know, all of the different, you know, situations and memories and all of the things that happened leading up to December of 21. And that's my story, right? And you may have your own version of that, but I would have never understood that was why I was feeling the way that I was feeling, or what was kind of, it helped me to connect the dots of, oh, okay, this is why I'm feeling this way. So increase my vitamin D, do a little more journaling, be gentle and patient with myself, make sure that I'm getting outside and I'm moving my body and I'm exercising, and that I'm being really intentional with the, you know, habits that do affect my physical energy and my mental energy, because I am, you know, kind of processing through some of these feelings and emotions, and my brain is anticipating coming into the season that's more stressful, right? So for me, it equipped me with some information to help me make some shifts with my habits to prepare me for what was coming. So here's the really cool thing about our bodies. I think you might not think this, but I think this. The really cool thing about our bodies, and especially when we tune in and we start to listen, right? We listen to the cues and the signals and the things that are happening, and we don't take a headache or tiredness or a stomach ache or not being able to fall asleep at night. We don't take those things and mask them, right? Or shove them down or try to overcome them with some type of a stimulant or something that's just going to make your body shut up. For so many years, that was my process. Just shut up. Just make my body shut up. Stop the headache. I ignore the stomach ache, power on, push through, just like do the things and disconnect from how I feel because it's not helping me. I just want to get to my goals. I just want to be happy. If I get to my goals, that's going to be the thing that makes me happy. And it worked, you know, until it didn't work. And now I'm at this place where I am learning and have learned to listen to my body and not just assume that because I have a headache or because I have a stomach ache or because my body is sending me these signals and these cues, and this is the same for you, right? Because my body is sending me these signals and these cues that it's going to slow me down, that it's going to stop me, or that something, I'm going to be hindered in some way because I'm a human being and I have feelings, or I have things going on underneath of the surface. It's actually the opposite, right? So in this situation, and this is my encouragement for you, and this is going to be my action item as we hop off of here. So in this season, as I start to notice and tune in with the way that I'm feeling now that the season is changing, and I figure out, okay, what are some of the things that I can do to, you know, really be mindful of my physical and mental energy? What are some of the tactical things that I can do? And listening to my body, it uncovers the thing that, you know, if I don't deal with that thing, it's going to cause more issues in the long run instead of just it surfacing up, me seeing, okay, this is there. I need to feel these feelings and it's okay. And these are the things that I can do to support myself as I walk through this season. And in supporting myself, I'll be able to feel the feelings and still feel amazing. And that, my friend, is mental wellness in a nutshell. It's a mental wellness lifestyle, the mental wellness approach to being a high performer, to being somebody that's highly effective, but that doesn't have to disconnect from their body in the process, right? So as you are feeling this, if you are feeling this, as we are shifting into a new season, I just want to encourage you to, you know, not feel the need to shove the feelings down or tell your body to shut up, right? Not reach for more coffee or not give in to taking a nap in the afternoon, but to really listen and to think, why? Why am I feeling this way? What could be causing this? What could be connected to this? And then what specific things can I do to help improve that, right? So what could be connected to this? What could be causing this? Am I getting less sunlight? Should I add in some vitamin D? Have I been moving my body less? Have I been not wanting to exercise as much because it's cold outside? Is this just a transitional season and it's been a little more chaotic? Have there been more sweets and treats and I've been baking more? So I've been having, you know, much more sugar, and so that's having an effect. Are you coming up to a season, right, of holidays? And is that hard for you? Do you have feelings that come up around that? And is your body starting to sense that and notice that and just let you know ahead of time? For me, I am so grateful, right, that my body is letting me know ahead of time so that I can start taking action now to feel the feelings, right, to improve my overall stress resilience, to do the things that I know support the way that I want to feel as I walk through this next season. So hopefully this finds you just in the right time, gives you something to think about, gives you a different perspective, and most importantly, gives you some action steps that you can take to help you get out of the funk, right? Or stop feeling meh and really take ownership and control of feeling the way that you want to feel, that you're designed to feel, that you deserve to feel. All right, friend, I will talk to you on the next episode. We know what gets measured gets improved, which is exactly why I want you to take the happy quiz. You can find the link in my show notes right up at the top. Click that link and it'll take you about 2 minutes to go through and answer a handful of questions about your routines, your habits, and how you feel on a day-to-day basis. At the end, you're going to get a unique score that's kind of like a snapshot of where you're at right now on the mental wellness continuum. Along with your happy score, you're also going to get some other action items that you can take to help you optimize that score and really start feeling your best. So go grab that link, take 2 minutes for yourself, get your happy score, and start taking action on feeling like the best version of you. You deserve it, friend.